Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at a short passage from Proverbs 3 and then the end of Proverbs 4 for our time of confession today. Proverbs 3 and Proverbs 4. Proverbs 3, six little two-verse nuggets here that have a command followed by a promise. Some of them are probably pretty familiar to you. Let me start in verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. We're going to come back to heart in a second. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart so that you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your bones and refreshment, healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father, the son in whom he delights. And so today, as we get ready to go before our Lord, we need to ask this question. Are we really trusting in the Lord? Look in verse 5, trust in the Lord. Verse 7, fear the Lord. Verse 9, honor the Lord. Or are we leaning on our own understanding, verse 5? Maybe we're being wise in our own eyes and how we see our heart. In our James Saint School today, we saw that just the heart is what we cannot trust. We have to trust the Lord. Are we being wise in our own eyes and beginning to trust our heart? Look in chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. You might even remember Jesus saying, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. What we are saying is a pretty good indication of our heart. Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the paths of your feet, then all of your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left, turn your foot away from evil. So from chapter 3, are we leaning on our own understanding, or are we really trusting the Lord with our heart? And then from this passage, what could it be? Do a little spiritual inventory today and say, what could it be that's distracting us? That's distracting us from fearing and honoring and trusting the Lord, and maybe keeping us from looking to him and instead of trusting our own heart. These distractions, let your eyes look straight forward. Let our eyes be fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Don't swerve to the right or to the left. Let's go to the Lord. I'm going to give you a minute to confess what might be a distraction or what could be keeping you from trusting the Lord and relying on yourself. And I'll close this. Gracious Father, certainly each of us, I think, would come before you and confess that we have leaned on our own understanding. We're oftentimes wise in our own eyes, thinking that somehow we can handle this life without you. We are thankful that you graciously discipline us, as we see in 3:12, that you lovingly do that as our Father in heaven, and we are so grateful for that. When that happens and as that happens, Lord, I ask that we would not be distracted from you, that our eyes would be fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Convince us, we pray, that you are always the only answer, and that we need to look to you for wisdom. We need to trust you. We need to fear you. We need to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. So help us to guard our hearts, Lord, and we confess that we cannot do that on our own, that our hearts are wicked above all things and beyond understanding. There's no cure other than the gospel. And so we thank you that through the Lord Jesus, you have cleaned us up. You have washed those sins as far as east is from the west. And now there is now no condemnation, even though my heart is gone astray so many times. Thank you for that thorough forgiveness. Thank you for justification, that now we have been declared completely righteous in your sight through Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name.